Hello, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Mariah Tinger, and I'm pleased to be joined by DR Tucker, prolific commentator, and this show is for the week of November 15th, 2018. So, DR, today we are going to be talking about the California wildfires and a little bit about Jerry Brown and Neil Young and an electric incident. Do you want to start with the California wildfires?
Yes, these severe wildfires that have killed, I believe, at least 48 people, and I fear will be recognized as having killed a lot more. Just devastating. I think the one report was that I think there was a city called Paradise, California, I believe, where it just essentially took out the entire city, and just, you know, destroying the homes of, among others, a number of prominent celebrities, and just wrecking. I mean, I can't even think about the amount of economic damage that this is going to do. This is, I believe, one of the worst, if not the worst, wildfires in California history. And when you watch the images, I mean, I know we sometimes mock the Al Gore line, but it truly does look like a nature hike through the Book of Revelation. I've never seen devastation like this, as far as I can recall, basically.
It's awful if you see these big walls of fire moving through areas, and certainly the pictures of Paradise are completely heartbreaking. The whole town is gone. It's just a whole big gray, charred area. I mean, I saw pictures of big buses that were just torched. There was nothing left. They were just skeletons of these, you know. And you, of course, you see a bus and you think school children. It's hard to look at. And there's, as you mentioned, the death toll is high. There's also still, 200 people that are missing. And there was, I can't remember the exact numbers, but 50,000, it's probably said 50,000 people that have been evacuated. A couple fires, right? There's the Camp Fire and there is the, what's the other one it's called, though?
I was going to say Woolsey Fire.
Camp Fire is only maybe 35% contained. Yep. And the one that's up north, which has caused most, I think that the Northern Fire has claimed about 48 lives of the 50 that have died so far. And that one is maybe more like 47% contained, fortunately. Mm-hmm. Kudos to those firefighters that are out there. And a lot of them, I read, they themselves are evacuated and have no home to go back to. And they're still out there trying to help take control of this. And have you heard talk about, you know, any of the news of how it started or why they think it's happening?
Well, that goes to a controversy involving the California utility PG&E, which disclosed that it submitted a, quote, electric incident report, unquote, to the California Public Utilities Commission on November the 8th, according to CNBC, just before the Camp Fire started. The report, according to CNBC, quote, indicated a power failure on a transmission line in Butte County around 6:15 a.m. Pacific that day, and the fire was reported around approximately 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. Dana Nucitelli of Yale Climate Communications, who formerly wrote for The Guardian, he's talked about how these things can be so easily sparked when you have a drier climate. He writes, quote, higher temperatures dry up vegetation and soil, creating more wildfire fuel, and climate change is shortening the California rainy season, thus extending the fire season, unquote. So when you have electric incidents, or sometimes, you know, you read about sometimes just sparks from lawnmowers or people driving on bald tires, sometimes that can cause a spark, that can cause a wildfire. And when you have that sort of stuff occurring in a dry climate made worse by climate change, then you have disaster.
Yeah, and you know, of course, you think about it from the perspective of, wow, okay, so you've got really, really, really dry area due to climate change, and then you have all of these sources of fossil fuel for energy, which, you know, you have these big fires and it hits some sort of an oil, you know, people have propane, a lot of propane tanks exploding and so on and so forth. And you think, so if we just had solar panels everywhere and wind turbines, I mean, of course, there can be sparks from those too, but it's certainly exacerbating it when you have climate change causing all this dry area. And then on top of that, you have us being dependent on fossil fuels, which can often be so dangerous, as we've seen out here in Andover and North Andover and Lawrence, you know, with still continuing problems with their gas lines and so forth. So if this isn't another, yet another call to switch to renewables, I'm not sure what is. So, and I read something that Jerry Brown, Governor Jerry Brown in California, says that fires are sort of the new abnormal, and that this is because California is just not getting the kind of water it needs to suppress these fires. And of course, there's other issues too in California. Part of keeping fires under control is burning frequently, small controlled burns, so you burn out the duff and all the dry stuff. But they can't do that with this sort of suburban sprawl getting into areas where, you know, people complain if there's regular burning and so on and so forth. So between the sprawl and the dry climate change, the dry air and tinder caused by climate change, I think Jerry Brown's saying, well, this is it. This is what we have to look forward to, folks. We've created this monster. Now we just have to figure out how to adapt to it.
Gives a dark and morbid new meaning to that Donald Fagen line about trying to make sense of the suburban sprawl, basically. It's and it's good to see Brown basically connect the dots. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, was recently on MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, and he also connected the dots, basically saying in response to Trump, to President Donald Trump, saying that bad forest management was the cause of this. He said, no, it's bad earth management that's being the cause of this. And also Neil Young, one of the celebrities who lost his home, in it saying that this is, quote, what climate change looks like. According to a young statement, quote, we are vulnerable because of climate change. The extreme weather events and our extended drought is part of it, unquote. So it's good to see some connecting of the dots, not as much as there needs to be in the press. One rare exception is Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC, who basically said that it was complete nonsense for Trump to blame poor forest management and in fact condemned Trump for ignoring the role that climate change played in fueling these wildfires.
Yeah, I mean, it's preposterous. When it should be the first thing that comes out when we're talking about forest fires, right? That these are largely caused because the climate is changing and the drought is making it really hard to avoid these kinds of disasters. My heart for sure goes out to everybody in California that's dealing with this, whether they're evacuated or have lost a close loved one or a home. I can't even imagine how awful it is. And it's very sad. So I do hope that they get things under control. And I'm grateful to everyone out there who's helping. I don't know if you saw this, DR, but I saw something where you can actually, if you have a room to spare, you can go on Airbnb and you can sort of volunteer your space to house people who have been displaced by the fires. I thought that was kind of an interesting take. I mean, I guess if you don't have a place to go, it's nice to know that you could maybe go somewhere else, maybe take a little, you know, sort of get out of town and go to a place you've always wanted to visit or something, make the best out of it. I'm sure people are not in quite the mood to go on a vacation, but at least with the Airbnbs being open for, you know, I think it's the idea is that you are sharing your home for free, so there's no cost there. So, anyways.
And we do have to note the ultimate sad irony that this occurred, these wildfires occurred almost simultaneous with another prominent West Coast state, Washington State, rejecting a carbon pricing effort for the second consecutive election. It's like, I mean, I hate to be morbid and I hate to be borderline sarcastic under these circumstances, but I bet you if that election had taken place this week, the result would have been the complete opposite.
I wonder about that. I would like to think so, but I was kind of shocked that there was not. We've had just think of the past couple months, all the hurricanes, all of these disasters that just kind of pummel us one after the other in these sort of very abnormal ways where the abnormal is becoming the new normal. And yet people still vote down. You know, they don't vote to support those propositions that would, you know, it still sort of require renewable energy. And I think we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk more about that in our podcast next week. But yeah, I don't know what it's going to take to sort of get people to say, oh, wait, these dots do need to be connected and we're the ones who can stop this.
Exactly. I mean, if you think about it, there is a dangerous caravan that is now approaching the United States. It's a caravan of extreme weather.
That is the dangerous caravan. It's true. Well, on that note, I think we'll put it down and pick this back up for our next installment of the Climate Minute. So I'll put up some links for some of what we've discussed on the blog, which you can find at massclimateaction.org/blog. And you can find a link to the show on our Facebook page at /massclimateaction, or you can listen to us directly on your smartphone using Stitcher and all of the other good podcast apps that you may find out there. And of course, if you like our show, give us a thumbs up or leave us a comment. And we'll close the way we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, and because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, because we believe it is our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the reckless policies of the new administration not be accepted as normal, and that the U.S. put a long-term and equitable price on carbon. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Our thoughts go out to all of those in California dealing with the wildfires, and thank you, DR, for joining us.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you all again soon. Bye-bye.
Very cool.